The word that kept popping up in conversation with the seven Niagara-on-the-Lake residents awarded King Charles III coronation medals by Niagara Falls MP Tony Baldinelli last week was, humble. Tony Chisholm said it. So did Joe Pilateri and Art Viola. Though the word wasn't uttered by Stephanie Bjorgen, Alan Magnaca, Dorothy Sue Weens and Peter Warwick, it was certainly implied in their comments to the local immediately after the ceremony held at Delphi Banquet Hall in Niagara Falls. Created to mark the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III, the medals recognize individuals who have made a significant contribution to a particular province, territory, region or community in Canada or attained an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to the country. Baldinelli bestowed 22 medals to residents of NOTL, Niagara Falls and Fort Erie. Stephanie has worked tirelessly to improve the quality of life for many children and their parents, Baldinelli said of Bjorgen, the executive director and founder of Red Roof Retreat. Stephanie Bjorgen showing her King Charles III coronation medal with her husband Mo showing his support. Mike Balsam. Bjorgen, who received a meritorious service medal from Governor General Mary Simon in 2024. Was also a director and chair of the Niagara Children's Center's Parent Advisory Council and a parent representative to the advisory board of the CAN Child Neurodevelopment Research Unit at McMaster Children's Hospital. I'm standing here among people that I admired while growing up in Niagara-on-the-Lake, she told the local. To be here with them and to receive an award alongside them, it's pretty amazing. I'm surrounded by so much wisdom and experience. I'm grateful, and I'm taking notes. Baldinelli called Tony Chisholm, one of Niagara-on-the-Lake's most dedicated and effective volunteers working to communicate Canada's rich history and to preserve its heritage. The president of the Friends of Fort George and vice chair of the town's Upper Canada Heritage Trail Committee was also instrumental in the town's celebrations of Canada's sesquicentennial and the commemoration of the bicentennial of the War of 1812, and the committee to develop the landscape of Nation's Memorial at Queenston Heights. A humble Chisholm deflected the honor as a testament to all the organizations I have volunteered for. I'm merely their representative in accepting this award. It's a real honor and it's wonderful to be here and see so many other people who are so deserving. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan Magnaca served in the Royal Canadian Army Reserve's artillery for 33 years. Magnaca continues to be involved in the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 124 in NOTL. The Shaw Festival, Riverbank Art Gallery, and St. Mark's Anglican Church. He also chaired a $90 million fundraising campaign for Niagara College. It's humbling in terms of recognition, Magnaca said, when there are so many people, to take 22 and say they represent the Niagara region. My father got the Queen Elizabeth II Coronation Medal in 1953, so it's come full circle in a way some 72 years later. Joe Pilateri told the local that his mom and dad are really proud of him receiving this honor. Mike Balsam. Baldinelli joked that he had been planning to ask Joe Pilateri to MC last week's event but then realized it wouldn't work out as the dedicated community volunteer was a medal recipient. The MPP outlined the comedian and inspirational speaker's impact on NOTL by raising nearly $1 million through his team Pilsy for the Terry Fox Foundation. Pilateri told the local that the honor came as a complete surprise. At a time when there is so much not so great news, this is a big bright spot for me, he said. But I feel a bit of the imposter syndrome when I see some of the others, like Rob Nicholson, and hear everyone's stories. It was as interesting and entertaining to hear those tonight as it was to be here as a recipient. Former NOTL councillor and Lord Mayor, 1997-2000, Art Viola moved to Canada from the Philippines in 1967. He was named NOTL Citizen of the Year in 1988 and in 2004 received the Pamana ng Pilipino Award from Gloria Arroyo, President of the Philippines, for being an inspiration to other Filipino-Canadians. Art Viola served on NOTL Council from 1994 until 2010 and was elected Lord Mayor for one term. Mike Balsam. I thank my dear friend Tony Baldinelli for this, said Viola. I feel honored and humbled. The things I do in NOTL are little signs of thank you to Canada for accepting me to live, work and raise a family here. Like Bjorgen, Peter Warwick has also been a recipient of a Meritorious Service Medal from the Governor General of Canada. Baldinelli outlined Warwick's work in fighting human trafficking through the development of Project Protect and other programs to combat elder abuse, fentanyl trafficking and suspicious casino-related transactions. I'm just really excited for Stephanie Bjorgen and Dorothy Sue Weens, who deserve this medal a lot more than I do, Warwick told the local. They are excellent representatives for Niagara-on-the-Lake. Sue Weens, who was also named NOTL's Citizen of the Year at last week's Spirit Awards, was recognized for her long-standing commitment to Cornerstone Community Church, baking pies for the Mennonite Central Committee and coordinating healthcare for seasonal workers. Baldinelli also outlined her involvement with the Niagara Pumphouse Art Center and the town's Christmas Tractor Parade, among other contributions. When I sit and listen, I am honored to be a part of this group, Sue Weens said. I hope this award makes public all the different things in the community that people can help with. We can't have a good community unless people get involved. One small piece of cloth isn't a quilt, but it adds to the quilt. Every small deed we do can make a big impact on our community.